Welcome to Onc Live On Air. I'm your host today, Ashling Wehner. In today's episode, supported by Maris, we had the pleasure of speaking with Allison Schramm, MD, about the FDA approval of zenocutuzumab for patients with previously treated advanced pancreatic adenocarcinoma or non-small cell lung cancer harboring NRG1 gene fusions. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Schramm discussed the significance of this approval, key efficacy data from the pancreatic cancer and non-small cell lung cancer cohorts of the pivotal NRG trial, and the importance of using RNA-based testing to identify patients with NRG1 fusions. Thank you, Dr. Schramm, for taking the time to speak with us on an episode of Onc Live On Air. To start, what is the significance of the FDA approval of zenocutuzumab, and how does it address an unmet need for patients with NRG1 positive cancers?
So NRG1 fusions are oncogenic drivers found across solid tumors, most commonly in KRAS wild-type pancreatic cancer and driver-negative non-small cell lung cancer. In non-small cell lung cancer, patients with NRG1 fusions have a poor prognosis and respond poorly to standard of care chemoimmunotherapy. In pancreatic cancer, effective treatment options are very limited after first and second line chemotherapy, and zenocutuzumab is a bispecific HER2, HER3 antibody that is the first targeted therapy approved for patients with NRG1 positive cancers, a group of patients in dire need of better therapies with improved outcomes.
Starting with pancreatic cancer, what were some of the key findings from that cohort of the NRG trial?
In pancreatic cancer, 13 of the 29 efficacy evaluable patients had a radiographic response by RECIST version 1.1 for an overall response rate of 45%. The median duration of response was over 7 months, and 19 of the 24 patients had a CA19-9 decline of greater than 50% from baseline.
With these data, where does zenocutuzumab fit into the pancreatic cancer treatment paradigm?
There are currently no approved therapies after first and second line chemotherapy for patients with pancreatic cancer. The durability in this heavily pretreated population is really clinically meaningful and compares very favorably to chemotherapy and supportive care. And so zeno offers an efficacious and well-tolerated option for patients.
What were some of the key findings from the non-small cell lung cancer cohort of NRG?
In the 74 patients with driver-negative non-small cell lung cancer with measurable disease, the overall response rate was 34%, and the median duration of response was greater than 16 months.
Did non-small cell lung cancer responses differ depending on the number and type of prior lines of therapy?
In our subgroup analyses, they did not seem to significantly differ. In the 63 patients with non-small cell lung cancer with prior treatment, the overall response rate was 33%.
Overall, where does zenocutuzumab fit into the lung cancer treatment paradigm?
The clinical trial specifically required that patients must have been treated with prior chemotherapy, be ineligible or decline standard chemoimmunotherapy. Therefore, this is the appropriate context for zeno. That being said, retrospective studies show that these patients respond very poorly to standard therapy. So further research is needed to optimize the sequence of treatments in this patient population.
What is the safety profile of zenocutuzumab?
Zeno is extremely well tolerated with no grade 3 or greater toxicity in more than 2% of patients. So no single toxicity greater than 2% of patients. Infusion-related reactions can occur, but typically these are grade 1, manageable, and patients are able to continue treatment.
What is the importance of expanding the practice of RNA-based testing to identify patients with NRG1 fusions?
Yeah, I think this is a really important point. So NRG1 fusions are typically only detected on DNA-based panels when the fusion partner is tiled on the panel. RNA-based testing is superior for detecting these fusions, which can be often missed on DNA. So it's very important to get RNA testing, particularly in patients that are more likely to have NRG1 fusions like driver-negative lung cancers and KRAS wild-type pancreatic cancers.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about this approval?
It's an exciting approval in a patient population that truly has a high unmet need, and I hope that many patients will benefit from this therapy.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of Onc Live On Air, supported by Maris. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On X, follow us at OncLive. On Facebook, like us at OncLive, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of OncLive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you're there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to OncLive On Air.